The Swamigan Bay Area Fishing Report starts now.
Good morning, top of the morning to you. It's Real Rock J96. I'm Trevor Ray. I'm going to be here all day this morning, but today, this morning, it's a Tuesday, which means Scott Breading of River Rock Inn and Bait Shop is here to hang out for the next hour or so. We're talking fishing on Swamigan Bay, inland lakes, rivers, streams, you name it. We'll touch on all of it. Good morning, Scott. How are you doing today?
Morning, Trevor. What a beautiful day. Beautiful day to be alive in northern Wisconsin. I tell you, grass is green. Pollen's a little thick out there. The water is covered with that yellow stuff on the water, and a lot of that white stuff floating in the air out there. And I tell you, I feel sorry for some of those people out there that are allergic to this stuff that affects them. But, you know, it also brings out some of the bugs and brings a lot of the fish to the surface. So we're going to talk about a little surface fishing, and the water's getting warmer. Bass are starting to spawn in the shallows, is what I'm hearing. I have not been out fishing much. I had a little graduation party this weekend. Ashland High School had a graduation on Sunday. It was a nice ceremony. A little short and sweet, but it was a nice ceremony. So I had my youngest graduate. So I had four boys went through the Ashland school system. And so now it's going to be fish on the rest of the summer, hopefully.
You got the boat ready? You going to get the boat out this weekend?
The boat is ready. The boat's been in the marina and has not moved for several weeks. It's been cleaning garages, cleaning grass. Everybody keeps looking at my face being sunburned and said, oh, you've been out fishing. I said, no, I've been out cleaning yard, cleaning garages, washing windows, washing. My wife had such a list. Unfortunately, it hasn't been getting out in the boat. It's been doing yard work. So all I get is to hear from all the guys that have been fishing when I'm filling minnow buckets at the bait shop, selling night crawlers, and guys are asking me, what's the hot bait? All I get is the stories from everybody telling me what is hitting out there. And, you know, we're going to get a good update from Kevin Schmidt later on this morning. Kevin's one of our local guides, and he's been out every day. I see Kevin in the bait shop every morning, and he's been out quite a bit. And, you know, there's been a lot of the guides out. And this weekend, I'll tell you, with the free fishing weekend from Wisconsin, I went by Second Landing this weekend, and they were parked out on the road. I haven't seen that landing parking lot so full in several years. And there were guys that left that parking lot and went into town to use the landings in town because they just couldn't wait long enough that long to get launching their boat. It was just a 45-minute to an hour wait to launch their boat. They were lined up down the road to launch boats. So
free fishing weekend this past weekend, then this weekend the weather had to play a factor in getting people out. It was an absolutely gorgeous weekend.
It was phenomenal. A beautiful weekend, no real high winds. So there were people out there with going just about anywhere. So good weather. Water's clearing up. Water's getting warm. So people are fishing all over. So it's been fantastic. Weeds are starting to grow. Good cover for the fish. And water surface temps are getting up into the mid to upper 50s. So we're going to see fish moving, spreading around, and getting very active. So we're going to get a lot of fish all around, from the lake trout, brown trout, salmon moving all around. So we're seeing a lot of activity out there.
It's the first week of June now, and you're saying all the weeds are starting to come up, fish are starting to spawn. Are we still starting to catch up a little bit with where these fish are supposed to be, or are we behind schedule still a few weeks?
Oh, we're behind. We're behind, or I should say we're stretching out the seasons, which is a good thing. Instead of having some of the extremes that we've had in the past where things happened kind of quick, where we got real warm real fast, it's been a good long spring with cooler temperatures, cooler at night. It's been a good trolling season. per surface temperatures, so guys could flatline nearshore fishing. So they didn't have to go out 10 miles from shore and fishing out into the islands for the salmon on the surface. They could fish off Long Island, Houghton Point, the Engen and the Sioux for the salmon, the browns, cohos. It's been real good nearshore fishing, and they're still doing very good in those areas. Seeing a lot of good reports, a lot of people still very happy catching fish in those areas, and seeing a lot of good fishing in that area. I was talking to a few guys bass fishing last week, and they were catching cohos in bass fishing. They were throwing out some of the sucker minnows and the golden shiners, and they were catching cohos in 10-foot, 8-foot of water when they were bass fishing. So there were cohos in amongst the bass. So that's kind of an unusual, but those cohos are in there feeding on the shiners, and catch cohos in amongst the bass. It's kind of a mixed bag, kind of exciting.
I can't blame those cohos for sitting up shallow there. That's where all the food is right now.
Yeah. So it's fun, and that's the thing about Chequamegon Bay. You can be in there and catching the mixed bag. You never know what you're going to catch. This weekend there was the segment that we talked with Josh about a week ago. He was filming with John Gillespie, and that was on TV this weekend. And they had walleye, they had bass, and Josh even had a sturgeon on.
Wow.
And that was kind of neat.
That's cool.
And they were trying to get it in the net, and the net wasn't big enough. So they played it out, and they actually turned the camera off for a while because they played out the sturgeon, because they saw that the sturgeon wasn't snagged, because they thought, the sturgeon just happened to be swimming by, and they had snagged it. But no, they had hooked it actually in the mouth with a jig, and they played it out and tuckered the sturgeon out a little bit, got it up the side of the boat, and tail grabbed it. And brought it into the boat and took some pictures with it and then put it back, released it. But it was kind of neat.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So it was very interesting to watch them grab that fish. Kind of exciting for them. And very unusual. Not that you'd be out there bass fishing and catch a sturgeon, but it just shows the diversity that we have out here in the bay. Of all the fish and all the possibilities that you can be out there catching. And be ready for. And if you play it out right, you're going to land those fish. You just can't target one species and say, hey, I'm going to be targeting that one primary bass, smallmouth bass. You got to be ready out there. You're going to catch a walleye. You're going to catch a perch. And like I said, it's a sturgeon on the end of the line. And play it out. And get a picture with it. It's just a neat thing.
It's something, too, that when I'm out fishing and you're on the boat and you're on the lake, sometimes you're out fishing for walleyes. There's no walleyes. You're not catching any walleyes. So you say, let's go catch a couple crappies and we'll come back to the walleyes. And you can do that. But the nice thing about the bay, as you just said, is you can fish for walleyes and you're going to catch a sturgeon, or maybe you're going to catch a bass, or maybe you're going to catch a salmon, and all on the same hook in the same spot.
Yeah. And, the guys that are out there, the guides, it's a challenge to make people interested in. Some days it gets a little slow and keep their interest up. But the excitement is that there's always the possibility of catching something different out here. And there's rock bass, there's burbot or lawyers. There's which we've been selling in the bait shop recently, and we call it poor man's lobster, even, or freshwater cod. It's a bottom feeding fish, and it's great, a good eating fish. So there's just such a diverse fishery out here. Not just targeting the certain species. There's just so many out here. That's the beauty of Chequamegon Bay. Now that the water's clearing up, we'll hit just about every species out here is available in the bay this time of year with the colder water. So lake trout are even in the bay in the spring.
So it's all out there. Everything's starting to warm up. It's finally feeling, And I think we're going to get to some summer weather here soon.
We got summer weather. It's summer weather out there right now. What, you know, I came in this morning. I brought my jacket along because the refrigerator out in front here, you get a little northeast wind. It does cool down. Gone off in the morning without a jacket, and by 10 o'clock in the morning, it can drop by 20 degrees with the wind picking up. So you got to always be prepared. Living here your whole life, you got to be prepared. But it's part of living here. But it's part of that being here and the excitement of it. It's having the experience of the change of all the weather and the diversity of it.
Sunshine in 60s and 70s the rest of the week here, so a great time to go fishing. We're going to have Kevin Schmidt of Kevin Schmidt Guide Service coming up here in just a second on the Schwamigan Bay Fishing Report. Joining us now, we have Kevin Schmidt with Kevin Schmidt Guide Service. Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day today.
Should be a good day today. Kevin, before we get going, just a little background. Just how many years have you been out guiding, and how did you get your start in the guiding business, and what's your favorite fish so far to go fishing for out on Schwamigan Bay?
Well, I've been doing this probably 30 years part-time, but I retired 3 years ago, and so now this is my full-time job. As far as favorite fish, I guess that's the one that's going to be biting today. I don't know. You know, it's every day is a little bit different, depending on where we go. If we were out on Schwamigan Bay, smallmouth bass right now are doing real well. But the guys that are trolling for trout, they're still doing pretty good. And there's walleyes that are biting. So, you know, whatever happens today, I'm sure we'll get fish someplace.
How'd you do yesterday, Kevin? You were going out yesterday morning?
You know, we did pretty good when we first started off in the morning with smallmouth. And then when the northeast wind picked up, it kind of got a little bit slower. And the fish actually slid out from a couple feet of water to about 3 to 4 feet. And when we got to the 3 to 4 foot and figured out where they were, you just had to slow down a little bit and you were still getting fish.
You're fishing for bass?
Yeah, we were fishing for smallmouth yesterday.
Are you starting to see them spawning?
Yes. Last maybe 4 days or so, there's been fish up, you know, in real shallow water, up in a foot or two of water in places. But like I said, when that wind switched and got a little bit cooler, some of those fish that were up in the shallow water starting to bed or starting to think about that, they kind of backed off again a little bit. They moved out a little bit deeper.
Are you sight fishing out those smallmouth?
No, it's still a little bit too dirty for that, you know, so you just kind of got to be on the edges, you know, and kind of fan cast them out and search through, you know.
Light line, light tackle?
Yeah, we've been probably 10-pound test is probably an average one, or maybe some 20-pound braid with a leader on the end, and then yesterday soft plastic was probably our best bait with, you know, like a wacky worm or a jerk minnow on it, and then the other one, the T-bone minnow, you know, it's got a kind of a spending bait, a hard bait, but you could work it slowly. So you could, you know, give it a pull, move it 2 feet, hesitate, move it 2 feet, and they were hitting that yesterday, too.
So we're a little tough getting minnows lately. What are you going to do? What's the go-to bait? We're going to, during the heat of the summer.
I've been using quite a few minnows up to now. Yesterday, they didn't even really want minnows much. We had a couple little spurts where they did, but the soft plastics are so good now that, you know, I think they're at times almost as good as minnow, maybe better. But when I do have to use minnows, I've been going just to the golden shiners, you know, about that 3-inch, 4-inch golden shiner. And quite honestly, I can't tell the difference between using one of those or a sucker minnow. They don't last quite as long as a sucker minnow, but I've been throwing a little chunk of ice in with the water and keeping them cold. And you know, I mean, I have no problem keeping them all day or a couple days in the bait well there as long as I change the water once with, you know, good cold well water. And you know, I think there's good as sucker minnows, tell you the truth.
You catch any big smallies yet?
Yesterday we had one that was just over 21. So that's a big fish.
And they're all up shallow. They're all, so really you're catching all the smallies that are starting to spawn. They're all up shallow, real ready to go.
They are. You know, out here in the bay, there, I'm gonna say most of them are probably inside 4 feet now. You know, they're up. You know, when they slid out deeper, it was to 4 feet instead of 2 feet. And inland lake, same thing. You know, they're up in you know, the first 4 feet of water. You know, something like that. They're in there pretty shallow right now. Largemouth, same thing. With this water temperature moving up, you know, I had 62 yesterday in the bay for a while, so that, you know, I was real happy with that. Day before, we were inland, and I had water temperatures up 56 in some shallow bay, so it's coming along pretty good right now.
So we've seen now in the past 2-3 weeks, we've seen the bay warm up about 15 degrees, 15, 16, 17 degrees in there.
Yep, that's right, you know, which is a lot, you know, but looking back on, you know, the last few years, we're moving in on being like right on schedule again.
That's good. That's good. Have you been out now that musky season's open? Have you thrown any of the big baits yet?
One day we did that. This weekend I got a couple more days, and the fish are there. I mean, they're it's a little, you know, it's cold. It's the early spring, and it always happens like this with musky season. But you know, if you can find dark water lakes, are better than clear water lakes as far as action goes. And you know, smaller bucktails, you know, 6 to 7 inch minnow bait, and we're moving fish and caught a few fish and made it good. I think by this weekend there'll probably be surface bait fish.
Are you finding a time with those muskies that they're hitting more often than not?
Well, I don't. I think maybe if we got some of that stable weather in, that from then on it'll be game on.
You're choking on us there, Kevin.
You're getting that excited about musky fishing?
That's about that time of year. We got to get going. Look for some big fish. So.
So now, last week you were telling me a story about, you know, some of the cohos that you were finding in with the bass. Did you find any more of those in there?
No, we didn't yesterday. Yesterday we had smallmouth, rock bass, perch, bullhead, and northern pike.
Okay, so you did have a good mixed bag. Good mixed bag. No walleyes.
And we had a pike that was 31 or 32 inches yesterday, so that was a pretty good fish.
Oh, that's exciting. That's exciting. Yeah. That makes in for an exciting morning.
Yeah, especially, you know, light rod and, 10-pound test line, and, you know, it was a pretty good fight.
Any walleyes mixing in at all?
We didn't have any yesterday, but I didn't really target them yesterday. But there were some people trolling out in front of the Cacagan Sloughs, and I know there were a bunch of people up in there fishing walleyes, and they have been getting them, so, you know, that's another option, too.
Yeah. You know, when I went by the landing on Saturday, I have not seen that many boat trailers at the landing as I did this weekend. Have you ever seen that many in quite a while?
No, it's been a long time since I've seen that, you know, but it was, I hate to say it, but it was like our first good weekend, you know. I mean, it was, great weather, and, fish are biting, so I'm sure a lot of people were out just for that. And then that was the free fishing weekend, too, so it seems like there's a few more families that go out for that, which is a really nice thing to see.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Did you have clients out? Were they up here for the free fishing weekend, or were they pre-booked?
No, they were pre-booked for the ones that I had this past weekend.
Yeah. You know, with the DNR, they had that free fishing weekend, and we've been promoting that, and we've been talking about that on the radio. You get a lot of people call you and ask you to take them out on that weekend?
You know, not really. I always thought that, for the ones that I've had booked, most of them have already booked in, and they're locked into that day. I don't think they really look at that for the free fishing weekend, but I always notice that that weekend there are a lot more people out, and, you know, I see a lot of boats that got kids in it and stuff, and, the whole family, you know, and I like seeing that. That's a cool thing, you know. The kids are starting to get into it, and, this time of year to do that, the fish are shallow, they're easy to target, or easier to target, and when you have a good day like Saturday, you know, I'm sure there were a lot of people that caught fish that, it might be their best fishing trip of the year.
And it sounds like it's pretty easy fishing right now out on the bay.
I would say so, yes. Sometimes you get the northeast wind, or, you know, you get a cool day. You know, yesterday it didn't really warm up all day. It makes it a little bit tough, but as soon as it gets tough, I always, slow the trolling motor down a little bit and kind of pick it apart a little bit more, and you still do pretty good, you know. The fish are there. It's just a matter of getting the bait in front of them and leaving it there long enough, they'll grab it.
And make sure you bring your patience when you head out the door in the morning.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, Kevin, before we let you go, is there any good stories you've had so far this summer, and this spring and summer, any good stories from guiding or just you out on the water?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it's just, overall, I've been real impressed with the number of people that have been out fishing, you know. I mean, we've had some really bad weather this spring, and it seems like every day that I'm out fishing, you know, I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people. So there's a lot of diehard fishermen out there, which is nice to see for the sport. And with this nicer weather coming in, you know, the last, I'm going to say, 5 days been, really nice, and the weather forecast looks like it'd be pretty good for the next 5 to 10 days. I just have a feeling that everything is going to be turned on, you know. I mean, whether you're after bass or crappies, or, you know, you're going to try for muskies or whatever, I think you're looking at prime time right now.
Is there a water temperature or time of the year when that bay really starts to pop?
You know, I would say this, as long as the temperature is going up, that always helps. But where we are now, you know, like I said, I had 62 yesterday. I'm really happy with that. I think that's a good temperature in the bay.
Kevin, before we let you go, last question. If people want to get out fishing on the bay, what should they take? take with them?
You know, life jackets for sure. You know, make sure you wear those. You know, 62-degree water temperature, you get wet, you're going to be cold in a hurry. You know, make sure you're safe all the time. And I'd say, you know, grab a few golden shiners. Take those with you. And then soft plastic, you know, paddle tails, wacky worms, anything like that for the bass. That's been the top bait. And surface baits are going to start. You know, I'm thinking by this weekend there'll be a fish that'll be hitting surface bait. If you're targeting walleyes, you know, the crawler harnesses and stuff, or just a jig and a twister tail with maybe with a half a crawler on would be good for those too.
Kevin, thank you so much for the time. Before we let you go, what is the best way for people to talk to you if they want to go fishing?
Probably on my cell phone, which is 715-209-4749.
Kevin, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Scott Breading of River Rockian and Bait Shop here with me for the Schwamigan Bay Fishing Report. Scott, it's looking like another beautiful week here in northern Wisconsin.
You know, Trevor, it's going to be a gorgeous week. And I'll tell you, living up here, it's all about being in northern Wisconsin with the great clear water, clean air, and being safe up here. And, you know, that's one thing that I want to talk a little bit about this morning is one thing that's going on in June is the Coast Guard Auxiliary is doing free boat safety checks. And a lot of the local marinas are posting the safety checks where the Coast Guard Auxiliary will come in and do safety checks of your boats. And so they'll come and make sure that your boat is compliant with state and federal safety checks. So they're going to come in and look at your boat and make sure that it meets 100% of all the safety checks. So they're going to make sure that your battery has strapped down. A lot of people don't know that you're supposed to have a strap on your battery in your boat. If you have a battery in your boat, we're going to make sure that you meet all the federal compliances. So if you're pulled over by the Coast Guard, you're going to get checked for certain things that you probably aren't going to get checked for by the DNR. The DNR is going to check you for life jackets. But if you have an old life jacket, here's one thing that a lot of people don't know. If it has a tear in it, it does not meet compliance with the DNR. So throw that old life jacket out if it has a tear in it, because it no longer meets the safety compliances with the DNR, and it may not keep you floating if you need that life jacket. So life jackets are cheap, especially when it comes to safety. So get rid of that life jacket and get one that meets or complies with being safe. I'll tell you a story. This last weekend, I have a pond by my house, and one of my grandchildren, all the kids, when they're down by the pond, have to wear life jackets at my house. And when we had the graduation party, I make sure that all the kids have life jackets on, because in a moment's notice, the kids fall into the water, dark water, you're not going to see them fall in. And biggest fear I ever have is one of the kids disappear under the water. Well, my granddaughter this weekend came back soaking wet, and nobody saw her fall into the water. And that's the first time I've ever had one of the kids come back soaking wet, and she had her life jacket on. Well, she come back crying. She was soaking wet, but thank God she had that life jacket on. And I'll tell you, I just had that flash in the back of my mind was, thank God she had that life jacket on. And she was upset, and she smelled like pond water, and I was still smiling because she was safe. And she was safe because she had the life jacket on. And it's the first time that that life jacket probably saved her life. Because all the adults were up talking. There were older kids around that probably helped her come out of the pond. But, wear that life jacket. Have the life jacket on the kids when they're in the boat. There's a lot of debris out on that lake. When you're out there running around on the lake, you should be wearing a life jacket, small and big boats. So wear that safety equipment. So if you do want to get that safety check, either stop by the marinas. I know there are these vessel examinations going on in June, and they have these posters posted at the marinas on their boards up there or on the doors. Most of the offices at the marinas in Washburn, Ashland, Bayfield, I'm sure that the Coast Guard Auxiliary is doing these safety checks, and schedule a safety check for your boat, and they will make sure that you comply with all items that you need to pass both the Wisconsin DNR and the Coast Guard examinations. And that'll make sure that you meet it in all waters, both inland and the Great Lakes. It's a simple, easy thing to do, and why have the hassle? And then you get a sticker on the side of your boat that says that you have gone through that safety check. And that way, when the Coast Guard comes up or the DNR comes up, all you have to then show is your life jacket, so they don't have to board you and come on and look at your rest of your equipment because you've already been inspected that year.
How long does one of these checks normally take?
Less than a half hour, I would say, for the most part, as long as you're prepared, your boat's clean, and everything's accessible. It's just a matter of a checklist of approximately about 30 items. And they're checking your lights, make sure they're all working. Things that you don't think about during the day, because if you're out on the water at night, they're going to check things that you don't usually use during the day. They're checking them because at night, most people aren't going to check your lights during the day. They're going to check them, make sure that they're working and operational, and they're also going to make sure that you have the safety gear that's required when you're on the water, because there's certain gear that's required on Lake Superior because it's federal waters that's not required on an inland lake like the Pike Lake Chain or Lake Owen that's required out on Shawamigan Bay. A simple thing like a marine band radio is required on Shawamigan Bay. Flares are required on federal waters, which Shawamigan Bay is, where they're not required on inland water. So they're going to make sure that those things are on your boat. They're also going to make sure that your lights work. You'd be surprised how many people turn on their lights and say, well, they worked this morning, and but when they go through the safety check, they go turn on their lights and they aren't operational. So these people are going to check your lights and make sure that they work. Your horn, you got to have a signal horn on your boat. In case you're in trouble out on the water, you have to be able to signal somebody that you have your horn is operational. Just simple things like that.
And I'm still new to living here. I've only lived here just over a year now. And the amount of time it takes for that bay to change conditions, I feel like you can drop a hat and you go from a sunny, clear day to winds are whipping out of that north-northeast and you have rolling waves splashing up onto Highway 2. It doesn't take any time at all. And if you're out there on a boat and something happens, you want to be ready. And if your boat's in tip-top shape and everything's ready to go, everything's ready for you. If the worst happens, you're going to help yourself.
Hey, just the best thing with a good, smart boater is being prepared. And the other thing is being prepared not only to help yourself, but if somebody else needed assistance, you want to make sure that your boat is in the right shape that you are able to help or assist somebody else in that unfortunate event. You can help them and be ready to be able to assist somebody else if you had to in the unfortunate event. So, it's a good thing, and it's free, and you just want to make sure that you're meeting those guidelines, and it's not that difficult, and it's more of being responsible than anything.
And you said it was free.
And it's free. So I recommend it, and it's not something that you are obligated to do. But if you ever get stopped, you're obligated or complied to prove that you have all this stuff on your boat. And it can cost you a lot of money if you don't have these items that are required by law to have on your boat. So if you have them up front, pretty cheap insurance to have ahead of time.
And it sure would save a nice day of fishing or just a nice day of boating out on the bay if you had to go back in because you didn't have something strapped down, you didn't have a flare that was up to date, had a little tear in your life jacket, something that could have been taken care of and handled prior to the launch. And if the Coast Guard or DNR came up to you while you're in the water, if you're already checked and safe and sound and secure, boats ready to go, then you keep on having fun out on the water.
Exactly. Another thing that's going to be coming up in the area, youth anglers. They're got an online summer fishing tournament coming up, and they're going on most of the summer. And great, great group of people. All youths are invited to join, and they have tournaments going for several different classes and species going on. And you can go on to the WisconsinYouthAnglers.org website and get more information on that. Great, great group of people. And if you're a youth and you're interested in getting involved, you can go on this website and they will get you connected with the group. And or you can come down to the bait shop if you want, and we'll get you connected with the Youth Anglers group. I know several of the people locally that are involved, and we'll get you connected with that group. And they are fishing all summer long, and a great, great group of people, and they're tied in with several of the local organizations, the Rod and Gun Club, ABC Sportsmen's, I know have some of their members are involved. So we'll get you tied in with those groups, and they'll get you on the water, kids learning to fish if they want to learn more about fishing. And they're fishing all different categories of fish. They're fishing perch, crappie, bluegill, bass, northern, walleye, just all kinds of different categories. And every week or every couple weeks, they're fishing different categories. And it's more of a catch and release and picture-taking tournaments than it is on killing fish or eating fish. It's more about preservation of fish. But it's a great group of people catching fish.
And this is kids fishing with kids. This is kids going out on the water, having some fun, fishing together as a group.
It's all about connecting youth with youth catching fish, and there's supervision and there's adults involved, but it's about catching fish and getting outdoors to catch fish. That's just what it's all
and
about.
It's just getting the kids together, getting the kids out, doing something fun, doing something safe, and getting into the sport of fishing together. And that's what fishing is. Fishing, to me, it should be a group activity. And if you can get out with some peers of your age group and you can go fishing together, this is probably as good of a way to do it as any.
And there's a little photography involved in it, too. So it teaches you little skills there, too. So it's a lot of fun. So that's another thing going on all summer long with fishing. And, you know, we're always trying to encourage people fishing in the area. And we got a great Ashland Where to Fish guide. And if you come into the bait shop, we have the Ashland fishing guide that has been put together, that the chamber helped us put together, that you can come in. And it's kind of a paint-by-number fishing guide that'll give you both where to fish from shore in Ashland and kind of also a paint-by-number approach of some of the hot spots if you have a boat. You can come in and pick that guide up at our bait shop at 1200 Lakeshore Drive, and we'll give you one of these guides, and it'll get you on the water fishing. For free.
And that's the key. Get out on the water, go have some fun. So what's the address again, Scott, for River Rock Inn and Bait Shop?
1200 West Lakeshore Drive, right across from the hot pond or the power plant in Ashland.
And just look for the big fish.
Look for the big fish.
Look for the big fish. Scott, thank you so much for coming out today for the Shawmigan Bay Fishing Report. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor, for having me.